Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friends. I'm Stacy Ann, glad to be along with you. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio on this Thursday, April 9th already. Wow. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Shout out and happy birthday to my sister-in-love, Angelique Dickey. Yes, it's her birthday today, and I hope she has a fantastic, fantastic day today. And I want to encourage you, my friends, if you are in a place where you're needing resources and you're not sure where to turn, maybe you're needing assistance with housing or some kind of economic assistance, or you know someone who is, we have a wonderful resource link on our website at KSLM News. It's a community resource link right there. There's a little button right at the top. Thanks to Northwest Natural and the station here at KSLM, we put this resource link, and we want to encourage you to click on it and share it with your friends and family, because you never know when someone around you might have an unmet need of some sort or another. And we've tried to put this comprehensive list there for you to use. And of course, one good resource in our community you may or may not know about is you can call 211, and based on your zip code, you can get any information you need as well. Looking at our temperature today, well, it looks like a gorgeous day, and we're going to see temperatures in the 70s. Yes, maybe as high as 73 today, and overnight low getting down into the mid 40s, and the sunny sky. I was looking at the forecast, kind of the 10-day forecast extended out, and I see the sunshine in the forecast and temperatures in the 60s, high 60s, low 70s, maybe even for a little over a week. That's encouraging news that we can use. And if you have a community outreach or something going on in your community that you'd like to let us know, please send me an email or give us a call. We'd love to help partner in expanding that information. Like, for example, the YMCA. The YMCA is known in this community to host a prayer, kind of a Good Friday prayer event in our community. And with the COVID-19 and kind of the lockdown and everybody supposed to stay home and stay healthy, right, they have changed this event. They're still going to hold the event. It's going to be Friday, April 10th at 7:30 in the morning. And special speaker Sam Carroll, who's the CEO, and Mayor Chuck Bennett will be speaking, as well as they have a featured speaker, Anthony Munez, and he's an NFL Hall of Famer. And so you can tune in at 7:30 in the morning to YMCA's Facebook page and watch this pre-recorded program and share with your friends. Share. Invite others to attend this Good Friday prayer breakfast on Facebook Live. And certainly we'll get behind our YMCA. YMCA is a special place in my heart as a kid. Spent a lot of time there. In fact, when I came back to Salem, I was like, where's the YMCA? And it's not there because they're in a rebuild program. And we want to get that up and going again, right? Right here in Salem for our youth and families to enjoy once more. Shifting gears a little bit, and with this COVID-19, I've been calling it a storm. We've been weathering the storm of COVID-19 here in Oregon, in our country, and around the world. And looking at the dates as of Wednesday, and of course, they always update the numbers at about between 9 a.m. and noon is when they start releasing the information from the previous day. And so as of yesterday, there have been 24,564 tests given since January 24th. Out of those 24,000 plus tests, 1,239 were positive. And here in Oregon, we've had 38 deaths to COVID-19. Because of the stay-at-home order and only essential workers working in the areas, there's been a real need for childcare. And there's been a real difficulty because there's been a limited amount of kids that can go to childcare in certain homes. They can't take more. All these regulations and things to keep people safe and healthy. And there is some information coming out, and I'll have that the beginning of the next break, on if you know someone who's needing childcare, essential worker, not sure what to do and having a safe place. We'll have those numbers and that information of where you can send your kids to childcare if you're having those needs, or maybe someone in your family has those needs. And as we get moving today, thinking about what can be a resource to use, news for you, news you can use, and good resources, community resources. Having guests on, I think it's important to hear how people are doing, how business leaders are doing, how businesses are doing, how are you doing? And we love to have your feedback. Thank you for sending me emails, for sending me Facebook messages, giving me an insight of what's going on in your life. I encourage you to connect with us on Facebook. You can find us at KSLM News on Facebook. This morning in the studio with me, I'm excited to reintroduce to you a friend of mine, and he is really a good community resource. He is a business owner. He is from Salem. He's Salem Zone, graduated from, was it North High School, I believe?
It was North. I started out at South Salem, but I graduated North Salem.
Okay, and so he is Salem's own, Bill Sunderland, and he is with Country Financial, and I invited Bill to come back to have a conversation, not just about business and our finances and what to do, but just give us some insight and keep us grounded. And I've been talking about this, and I think it's extremely important. When we're facing fear, and things are coming at us, like we see a storm brewing. I lived in Arkansas, right? And so there's a lot of tornadoes and some real threatening storm conditions that come. And you see them, you do the best you can to prepare for that storm and stay grounded and deal with the facts and have a plan in action. And in life, sometimes things pop up and we don't have a prediction. We don't know, but we can have a plan. And I think it's very wise and very good when it comes to our finances to have a plan A, a plan B, sometimes a plan C, so that we can do the best we can with what we can control when tough times and the raging waters come in our life. And we know they will. If you've lived a length of time, I'm now approaching 51, things happen in life. And so, Bill, we're thankful that you're here with us today. And
well,
tell us tell us a little bit about Country Financial and how what you are seeing your organization helping people weather this storm, right, in their own personal lives. What kinds of things are you seeing?
Well, a lot of really great stuff out there. First of all, just to say that America is full of amazing people and people that are reaching out to help fellow Americans. So it's really been refreshing and very validating to see that kind of behavior. It's tough. There's a lot of people that are going through some tough things out there right now. As far as Country Financial and what we do, we choose to put our time, energy, effort, resources into the communities that we serve. And our mission, in fact, is to enrich the lives of the communities that we serve. And we live that every day. We live that and believe that mission. And so we meet people where their needs are. And we have all kinds of things from the billing department, our CEO, our regional directors, my good friend even Tim, who is a vice president of agency. So we have all kinds of people working together to pull this cart up the hill and get us through this.
Now, conventional wisdom, I've been a fan of Dave Ramsey. Of course, we play him here on the radio. And wisdom says to have, emergency fund savings.
Correct.
Put away. And over the years, it's changed from 6 months to 3 months to, you know, what is the recommendation now for folks to have a saving, like an emergency funds? What is it, a certain amount of months worth?
Well, it's really important to do what you can. First of all, it's important to say that there are a lot of people out there who don't have those, and that's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. It is very important to take steps toward making that happen. So again, one of the things that we believe at Country is take simple steps toward your goals. It don't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just you can do things one step at a time. And so that's really critical. So if you don't have an emergency fund, you can save $10 a month or $10 a week or however many coffees you choose to have. You can find ways, at least most people can try to find ways to do that. The recommendation is usually between 3 and 6 months of expenses, not income, mind you, expenses. Mm-hmm. So what is your mortgage or rent payment? What is your car payment? You know, how much is your insurance? How much is your food? Those kinds of basic necessities. It's really important to have that from 3 to 6 months available. And frankly, most people who have that now, even the 3 month mark, are doing pretty okay.
And that's been my experience talking to folks, is those that have a plan in place, had a savings account, they're riding the storm a little easier than those that maybe just had a transition or just moved, who can't necessarily work with their mortgage lender on their, you know, they have rent due, those things. And so what's some advice? I know that in the nonprofit world, as far as giving, we would always say when I was in the nonprofit, start where you can.
That's
in
right.
giving. And if it's even $5 a month, or if you do it out of your paycheck and where you don't really even see it,
correct,
that's an advantage. And I think that's very good wisdom for yourself. Why not pay yourself first?
Should always do
you
that.
You know, and is there a general rule of thumb as far as how much should go into savings every month of your income? Is there like a guideline there?
Well, generally speaking, 10%. Mm-hmm. is a really good number, and that will depending on the person, it will vary quite a bit, or depending on the family situation. Certainly, if 10% is not doable, again, back to simple steps. Mm-hmm. Do what you can. And you're correct. Paying yourself first is always a key. We're working hard every day at our jobs, whether we go to a job at another location where we work from home, whatever the case may be. It's really important to pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're working for a reason, and you have to have something available for you.
And oftentimes in crisis, and I remember hearing when I worked in education as far as finances and things, similar to like what Dave Ramsey does in coaching and things, we would say, most people say, well, I need my credit card. My credit card is my savings. My credit card is my, if a crisis happens. And that's kind of a shaky ground, right? Would you agree with me on that?
It's exactly right. Credit cards, a lot of people do use them as emergency funds. And they say, well, gosh, I can use the points. I get air points, or I get other kinds of things for travel, and that's fine too. And that makes a lot of sense if you pay that off every month. So if you have points, if that's really your thing, if that's mm-hmm. what you want to do, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, but you're, when you do that, when you commit future dollars
mm-hmm.
that way, and you spend now and you commit future dollars to that, you're taking on a lot more risk in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're exposing yourself to more risk. And part of risk management and part of insurance is trying to mitigate that risk. And so when you spend on credit cards, or when you use credit cards as an emergency fund in particular, you are inviting additional risk into your life, such that if you do have times like these, and
mm-hmm.
fortunately they don't come up very often, but when they do, you're now in a situation where you may have exhausted your emergency fund, or your credit card mm-hmm. in this case, and now you have to pay it back. So you've committed future dollars to today's spending, and that's
right.
really not a good idea. It's better to commit today's dollars to future spending. So you kind of have to turn those things around.
And making your money work for you instead of working for your money.
Absolutely.
That's a phrase that I've always
Huge.
Liked, because that compounding interest that is the credit cards, they're making money off of working against you. You can, with just a simple starting today with what you can be multiplying for your benefit. When we come back from this break, let's talk about that a little more, if you'd be willing to do so. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, news that you can use. We're here to empower, educate, engage, and encourage you. Thank you for tuning in, my friend. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good
Oh, it is a good morning. Good morning, my friends. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio this Thursday, April 9th at 7:22 in the morning. And we're enjoying a wonderful sun-filled morning. It's going to be a great day. Temperature maybe hitting up to 73 degrees. It's currently a little cool, though, right here at the KSLM studios, 40 degrees. You might want to grab that jacket as you're heading out to go get your essential items. Or maybe you're a frontline worker and you're heading out the door, grabbing your coffee and doing what you do. If you know friends that are having a difficult time finding childcare and you're an essential worker, There are some options for you. After becoming concerned over the lack of child care for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers, Community Action Head Start of Marion and Polk Counties have started providing emergency child care for frontline workers with children up to 5 years old at their Middle Grove site on Silverton Road Northeast. And so that is something, if you're interested in, they began offering the service free of charge as of April 1st. And so get a hold of Community Action Head Start, and they'll be able to give you more information about that. Also, if you are still in looking, needing hand sanitizer, I want to encourage you to get your ProBioscience CBD based hand sanitizer manufactured right here in Salem. Natural and super strength to combat the COVID-19. Owners here at KSLM took action due to the lack of supplies. It's easy to carry, a beautiful little bottle, and you can order yours today. Go to pro-bioscience.com or call 503-877-9800. Last segment, we were talking about with our wonderful friend Bill Sunderland. We are talking about finances, and in these certain and uncertain times, how important it is to kind of have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, it's okay to start now. And certainly, Bill, as we were talking about, I've watched so many videos I've been slammed with. In fact, I've even talked about how important it is not to get scammed right now. Exactly. There's lots of emails going out, and even on ads on Facebook about, you want to get your money, your stimulus money faster, mm-hmm. you want to do this, or you're a business owner and you don't know about the payroll protection plan, you know, pay for this video and we'll show you how, you know, be very, 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 very careful, yes. right? And we're in a high emotional time right now right. when we have fear and you have all of these emotions and an unknown lack of control in a sense. I like to focus on things we can do right. and on the facts and what we can control. And we were talking a little bit about how there's a little bit of concern about, oh, maybe I should pull all of my money out of the bank mm-hmm. and just hold it real close to me. You know, there are places in this town that will not take cash right now.
Correct.
Because they're afraid that the virus is spreading through the cash.
Right.
And there's just all kinds of emotional decisions being made. What do you say to those folks that are thinking about this and wondering what they should do?
Right. It's interesting because if COVID-19 on cash is the biggest of your worries, this money is just dirty in general.
No kidding.
But that's a story maybe for another time. But it's really, really important. I was just talking to a good friend of mine, Todd, the other day, who actually happens to be my boss as well. And we were talking about how it's interesting and a little disturbing to see and feel like there's no ground. Like, mm-hmm. where's the ground here? And what is the exit strategy? How do we know when we can go back and do things? Or how do we know when we can return back to normal activities? And it's important through a lot of this uncertainty to stay grounded and stay focused. So if you want to go for walks, go for walks. Spend time with your children, do that. I think a lot of schools are now out for the year. And so mm-hmm. homeschooling and spending that time with your kids is really, really important. But keep a close eye too on your emotional well-being. It is a very bad idea. Emotions running finances is an extraordinarily bad idea. And you see that a lot in the markets. And I can't go into a lot of specifics about that, but it's very, very important that if you're tempted to be fearful and make decisions, especially investment decisions, based on how you feel about something, really should call your advisor, whoever that is, and check in with them and say, hey, am I really thinking, what's my perspective here? And, you know, if necessary, they can rebalance or do whatever it is they need to do. And that's fine. But it's super, super important not to make those kinds of decisions, especially emotionally.
One of the things I remember when we were doing coaching, I was working for consumer credit counseling years and years mm-hmm. ago, and we were doing education and budgeting workshops and planning so your money could work for you instead of
Absolutely.
Working for your money. We said when tough times come, look at and evaluate what are you spending on those necessity things. It might be a chance to look at your insurance premiums. Maybe
Correct.
Maybe you need to have a new quote and take a look at how you still need insurance. You
right.
still need these things, but maybe you paid off the car and you don't need, you know, full coverage anymore.
You may not need collision on an older car that's
right,
paid off. That
right,
kind of
those things. And so that's something you can do, right?
Correct.
Would you recommend that? How often should someone take a peek at those?
At least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
At least once a year. And it's because your life changes. And that's important. If you, it's good to have a set it and forget it attitude on some things. I think insurance isn't one of those.
Right.
Because it does change. You have new drivers coming up that are your kids are getting, older and starting to drive now, or maybe they've gone to college or left the house, and so they're not in the household anymore. And you've purchased a new car. Rates are dependent on a number of factors, and type of car you drive is one of those things. So it's really, really, and then the other piece of it that's super important is as your wealth grows, or as your accumulation grows and you have more assets, really need to have a check-in with your insurance person or your advisor and make sure that your limits are where they need to be. Mm-hmm. If you have assets of, say, $500,000, you should not have $50,000 limits on your car insurance. Absolutely not. Because, and a lot of people don't realize that financial responsibility means just that. State limits are whatever they are, 25, 50, 20 in this case, and we can go into that some other time, but if you have those limits and you have assets, the chances of you being sued if you do damage to someone above those limits is really, really high, right? Because the insurance company is going to pay out that $25,000 or $50,000 or $20,000, depending. And then if you've done damage to someone's person or property above and beyond those limits, then you're likely going to get sued for whatever that is. So if you've done $100,000 in property damage, let's say, and you have $50,000 in coverage or $20,000 in coverage, there's a gap there of $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tough.
It's got to come from somewhere. And that's exactly why they call them accidents, because you can't really expect them. It's something you can be prepared for, but it is something you can be prepared for by having the right coverage and having an advisor, someone to look at that, having a plan, having a full perspective on all of those things. I know it's a monthly cost, but it's so worth it.
It is.
That ounce of prevention, right?
Right.
We're talking with Bill Sunderland. He's with Country Financial, and we're going to come back with more discussions on how we can safeguard our personal finances in these uncertain times. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back right after this. Good morning. Together on this Thursday, April 9th, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. It's 7:35 in the morning, currently 41 degrees right here in the KSLM studios, and it's going to be a nice day, sunny day. Could take that nice stroll in your neighborhood today and get some fresh air. Open up the windows maybe in your house. I did that. We did that yesterday, and boy, it was nice to have that fresh air and breeze blowing through and hearing all the creation rejoicing, the birds, and watching the squirrels jump around. I mean, you just look at them for a little bit and they have no clue that everything else is kind of in a pandemic and a little bit of a weathering of a storm of the COVID-19. And I don't know if you caught the headlines yet, but our Governor Brown has said K-12 students won't return for classes. So it's game on online learning until the end of the year. And they're working on ways for seniors to graduate, and more information and details coming out. And I want to encourage you, we're coming upon a time where we're going to be talking about voting candidates and things like that around the corner here. And a lot of the state senators and representatives have their own Facebook pages, and they've been doing updates and town halls for our local folks. And I think that's very helpful and very resourceful too. And I know a lot of them are on it trying to figure out the education piece to this and what that looks like for our communities. And so we'll keep you updated on that as we find out more information. And I also want to remind you today, I'm talking about online learning and things that we can do from home to continue the education process. Remember our KC guy, the Kicking Cancer guy, Barron? Well, they're having a seminar, Kicking Cancer. They're having a seminar tonight on Zoom at 4 p.m. And I want to encourage you to go to kicking-cancer.org to find out more. It's about fresh cooking at 4 p.m. today on Zoom. And I don't know, Bill, if you've had any meetings on Zoom yet. It's quite the experience.
It is.
And the funniest thing for me has been is when people have it on their computer or whatever, right. It's like trying to figure out how to position the camera
yes.
when you're participating in it. you always know, and how do I know? Because I was there, the newbie, somebody was real gentle with me and said, you know, we want to see more than just the nose up. You know, we want right. to see your whole face. And so there's a whole curve. When you talk about flattening the curve,
yes.
we're learning this technology in a way that we've never really understood. And I'm wondering, you have children at home.
Mm-hmm.
You and your lovely wife, Lisa, you have children at home. You both are business owners. You're both mm-hmm. very active in your community. How is this affecting your family?
Well, it's been brutal, to be honest. And I'll go back to what you said a minute ago about the Zoom and seeing more than just a part of your face. That's what I really appreciate about certain models of computers, because you can fold the screen all the way back and then just shoot the ceiling.
Oh, you're the ceiling fan guy.
I'm the ceiling, especially when it's early in the morning and you don't want people to see what you look mm-hmm. like early in the morning. But seriously, it has been brutal, and especially for students who are graduating this year, it's going to be very, very hard. We don't happen to have any kids graduating, but they've been out of school since, well, forever, and that's been tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so adjusting the expectation, hey, you know, when you get up in the morning, you're going to go to school, air quotes,
mm-hmm. right.
From 9 until a certain time, and then lunch, and then from school, and again for another couple hours later on the day. So adjusting that expectation, getting them used to that, I think is going to be the first step, and that's mm-hmm. I think that's hard.
Well, and I'm thinking, just 10 years ago, I had 5 kids going to 5 different schools.
Correct.
foster mom, you know, mm-hmm. and all of that. And I was thinking, man, I have so much appreciation for parents that have kids at home right now, because it's one thing to run your own business and be mm-hmm. have to keep that on task, right? But now you're the teacher, and you're the IT person, and
you're
all
the IT
of you,
mainly,
you have
yes.
all of these mountains that you have to overcome. And mm-hmm. usually, in most families, the kids are more savvy IT than even the parents.
Right.
Right. But I remember how difficult it was when I went back to college. I had a break where I went to college, and then I had a break, got married, started having mm-hmm. kids. And then I went back to college. And I remember in that transition, this is several years ago,
sure.
they started doing math online mm-hmm. back then.
Right.
And how difficult for me, let alone being a parent trying to help your kids do math online. And so I think of these parents or grandparents. Sometimes it's the grandparents, because the
Absolutely.
Parents are at work. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes out to them. And I talked to my daughter yesterday, Shelby. Mm-hmm. My daughter Shelby has my 2 granddaughters at home with her, and she's pregnant with my 3rd granddaughter. And she's an 8-year-old, a 2-year-old, and then pregnant and mm-hmm. due in July. And she has a very successful career as a caseworker working with adults with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And she's at that at risk. So she's at home. And just the challenges, my heart goes out. And thinking of these kids and what their lives, they're used to going to Taekwondo mm-hmm. and all these activities mm-hmm. and being able to just be with their friends,
right.
especially those that are, we know how important it is to connect, mm-hmm. right? As adults, how much more so teens, you know, that 8th grader,
right.
like that's their whole life. But in some ways, they're more connected on a technology than we are. So maybe that's not such a bad, what we've already put the phone down, you know, they're teaching us how to use these things. So when you talk about finances and you talk about, I'm going to transition here, and you talk about technology and being aware and educated and embracing the changes, what tools can people do to feel like they're really stepping up and taking control of their financial situation? Online tools. Do you see that helps?
Right. So there are a lot of online tools available. Certainly, Country Financial has a lot of tools. Our reps and myself included have a lot of tools we can use to help people kind of walk through their situation and take a look at what they're doing and where their goals are and where they're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. So if you have a resource like someone at Country Financial, you're already 2 steps ahead. So that's a big deal. The other one is just, again, awareness. In tough times, you've hit on a couple of points that are really, really key. One of them is educating your children at home. There are teachers that'll be doing online classes, and that's wonderful too. And so they're rolling out those programs here in the next week or two, is what I hear. And so that's critical to help kind of come along behind the teachers and help them do their jobs as well. So that's a key piece. The important thing is to just really watch, I think, if I can say this, watch your health mentally mm-hmm. and physically. Mm-hmm. This is a really this is like a giant rubber band, and it's going to stretch you.
No kidding.
And it's in every way, whether it's setting things up for your kids to learn at home, whether it's working from home and having to deal with that and your job, whatever your goals are for your business, saving and investing with limited resources, taking care of your friends in the community, those kinds of things. It's a tough time, and there's a lot of moving parts involved. So I would just encourage people, and I've taken my own advice, really try to move, try to exercise, try to be out there doing things that don't involve being around too many people, but they get you out. It's a beautiful day. Go out in the sunshine. It sounds trite, but it's really, really important. For online tools, there, again, are lots of them out there. It's tough to know which ones to use sometimes, depending mm-hmm. on your situation. So I would encourage you to circle back with someone that you trust. Call somebody, call me, call somebody at Country Financial. We can kind of walk you through that.
And the beautiful thing is having that relationship with your financial advisor and also your bank, your local bank. They have tools as well. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to remind folks with the stimulus coming and finances, some help coming around the corner, that you need to have communication directly with the people that you know and trust. Do not get swindled, in a sense, I guess is what I'm trying to say, into some text or email that you're going to get it faster, quicker, all of those things, because people, scammers are out there and they're looking for your information and they want to steal from us, and we don't want to make that any easier, do we? And so you want to go with the people that you trust every single day, and they're there for you. They want to be there for you, and most likely they're home.
Correct.
Now, here's something funny. I put an email on my social media. You might have saw this yesterday. I got a call from an auto warranty.
Oh, yes.
One of those robocalls. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're back to work. Why can't we go back to work,
well,
right?
I put a Facebook post up the other day that said exactly that. And if it's good enough for them to go back to work, it's good enough for me.
And I
took a phone call yesterday from someone who had an Indian accent, which, again, I'm not saying that people aren't working have Indian accents, that they're not from the U.S., but you can generally tell, like, there's a delay. You pick up the phone, there's a delay, and then you kind of hear a call center in the background, and she didn't identify herself. I mean, these are just key things you look for. She didn't identify herself. She wouldn't answer my question as to who she was, but she wanted to know if I had Medicare or Medicaid. I'm like, okay, so where is this going?
Right.
And so just be really vigilant. The other thing that's really important too, and this is something that my wife Lisa has dealt with recently, is people call up and say, hi, is so-and-so there, Jenny or whatever. And people are tempted to say, no, this is, and then say their name. You don't really ever want to do that. There are scammers out there who are actually recording those snippets, and they'll tie, and as crazy as it sounds, and it does sound crazy, they'll tie those snippets together, and then they'll call your bank, or they'll call another institution, somehow getting your information, and they'll play that back as voice verification. So just be real vigilant. Just, if you don't know who's calling, and they say, hi, is this whoever, you say no, and then you let the silence be. And sometimes even that's weird.
Our grandma had a phone call. Terry's grandma had a phone call about, hey, grandma. And she's like, well, hello. And apparently, who is this? This is your oldest grandson. Oh, well, unfortunately, oldest grandson has passed on. And so right away there was an indicator. No, this isn't correct.
True.
But you can just see how people are trying to set people up. And so I'm going to hit that drum pretty hard.
Right.
Be careful, my friends.
Be
there
vigilant.
Are people out there wanting to take advantage of this emotional time. And so we want to stay focused on the facts and do things that we know to do. And I think it's important that people have a plan. And I think it's important, even though if you don't have a plan, we're not here telling you, shame on you, you don't have a plan.
No.
It's not too late to have a plan. And we'll get more into that after this break. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Hanging out with Bill Sunderland today, Country Financial. Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning, my friend. Together here on this Thursday. Thankful for you. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. In the studio with me today from Country Financial is Bill Sunderland, and we are talking about how to, in a sense, have a plan for our finances. And, Bill, as we get to talking here, we said going into the break that we're not saying shame on you if you don't have a plan. We're saying, hey, it's time to have a plan, right?
And it's no better time to start.
To start now. And so what does that look like? I mean, some people who maybe, they know how to go online and get car insurance or
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. But having a financial plan is a comprehensive thing. It's not just making sure you have insurance. It's also making sure that your money's working for you.
Correct.
What does that look like? How would I have an appointment with you? How would I even get that started? And is there an upfront fee to do so?
Certainly, great question. So you're right. It's important to protect as you go along. And that's where the auto insurance comes in. That's where the home insurance comes in. Life insurance certainly is a key part of that as well, especially if you're responsible for other people. You're a husband who has a wife and two children. You're a mom that has two kids at home. Life insurance is really, really critical. And part of that, of course, is having some way of making sure they're cared for if something should happen to you in the interim. And the second piece of that is growing. So growing your asset base or growing your savings. And you can start with savings and then go from there. And that's really key. Most people don't realize, at least it's not, you hear lots of conversation about, this we'll save you this on the premium, we'll save you that. If you call us, we'll save you this or the other thing. And that's very, very common. What people really don't talk about, though, much is the important piece of that. What's your asset base and what kind of coverage do you need? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really critical. If you have few assets and you're renting, that's totally cool. That's great. That's okay. You don't need $500,000 insurance limits necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You need good limits. You need good coverage. But you don't necessarily need to have a lot of coverage. There is such thing as having too little, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And some would argue there's no such thing as having too much, but that's a discussion for another time. But people, when they call and talk to their trusted insurance person, a lot of people don't also have as part of the conversation the fact that when you call somebody, they're essentially, until you buy something, they're working for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're there to serve, and I know everybody at Country Financial certainly, and that's who I work for, and that's part of who I am. So I can speak to that piece of it. I can't speak to others, but I know that every person at Country Financial is going to take good care of you
mm-hmm.
to the best of their ability, and they do have your best interests in mind, and they are trying to. They're coming to you, especially. I can speak for me now. They're coming to you from the viewpoint of having a servant's heart, and they want to help you with what you've got going on in your life. So those mm-hmm. are really key things. And then the other piece of it is, right now, as we're going through these tough times, we're just using technology. Mm-hmm. Zoom meetings, Skype meetings as necessary, digital signatures, and those kinds of things. Obviously, we still want to see what you have, and I still want to look at what your coverages are now, because that's part of tailoring your solution for you that you're asking for. So those are key pieces.
Now, it used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I have a right to be wrong, I do know that. What about...
I'd never say that.
if we have...
I like to live.
Uh-huh. If we have... moved on in life, right? I hear that it's good to get started in a life insurance policy at a
Correct.
Younger age.
Always.
First of all, it's less expensive to get in.
Far less.
But if you are mature, and by mature I say past the age of 55 or older, mm-hmm. Is it difficult to get any kind of life insurance? What's the caveat for jumping in at that point?
Well, there are all kinds of ways to get coverage. There are some conditions that we can talk about that make it much harder to get life insurance. But by and large, it's a conversation you should just have with your trusted insurance person
mm-hmm.
and just unpack some of that. Be honest. Don't let that condition or a thing that you're worried about come up in underwriting and then have to explain it. Be forthright about what you've got going on, and then that trusted person can kind of guide you through the process.
I'm curious if you have this information. I'm guessing because you have people that are covered, you would have an idea. And anybody in my family, it's been over 10 years since we've had a loss of a family member in my direct family, and that was a sudden loss. It was my brother. He was a couple mm-hmm. years younger than me, and he had no plan, no life insurance or whatever, left his wife wife and three kids.
Brutal.
Very wide open and tough, tough, tough times. And I know that there's a cost. There's a cost to passing away, and that cost is passed on to the family. Is there an average number of what it costs just for funeral services? That's not even necessarily for, you know, the actual celebration of life. We're just talking about just what needs to happen.
Well, I'll jump in here and say that there's one thing that's really cool, and it's called return of premium. So there's a way you can pay for life insurance coverage and then get your money back if you don't use the premium. And obviously, we're hoping you don't. We want you to be around and live a long, healthy life.
Right.
But there's a way you can pay for that coverage and get your money back if you don't use a policy. So that's huge.
Wow. That's something that we'll have to look into, definitely.
Right.
Well, and so, Bill, someone wants to make an appointment with you. They want to talk to you. Maybe they're just exploring. They don't know exactly what's out there or how to even get started. How do they get a hold of you?
They can just contact me at 503-885-0789, or they can reach me on Facebook, Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, or they can send me an email at bill.sunderland@countryfinancial.com.
That's easy enough. And we'll put the links on as well. We'll rebroadcast this podcast, right, later on.
Sure.
And you'll be able to connect with Bill as well. And what's one last nugget of advice, something that in this uncertain time or this storm, as we're looking, we can see the sun kind of coming up in the horizon. What's some encouragement you can give to our listeners today?
Three things, really. Number one, stay calm. Mm-hmm. Number two, stay vigilant. And number three, realize that we are starting to come up out of this. We don't know the timeline. We don't know the exact exit strategy, but things are starting to get better, and you're starting to see signs of that now.
And look for ways to give back.
That's
look
right.
for ways to keep your eyes focused on the circumstances and rise above. And of course, this being Easter, it's a faith-filled week. We're doing that even differently, not
Absolutely.
Meeting in churches and things, but keeping our eyes focused on our Creator and knowing that He can give us strength through this time and helping one another.
Absolutely.
Showing kindness when you're at the grocery store, looking for ways that you can brighten someone else's day, because it's probably maybe a little rougher for them than it is even for us at this time. And those are things that are keeping me going during this time. It
I can bet you that acts of kindness right now probably go a long way.
A long way. I heard our guest yesterday, heard a gal who didn't get the toilet paper. It was all gone, but she got out in the parking lot and she split it in half with a gal, the elderly gal. And I just thought, those little things matter. They really do. So look for ways to be a blessing or add value to someone's life today as we continue on. And we're excited to have you in the studio. Again, one more time, give the phone number.
So it's 503-885-07. 8-9. And thank you, my friend, again, for having me on the other show this morning.
Yes, we're having so much fun continuing to help equip, engage, empower,
Absolutely.
And encourage one another. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Again, want to remind you, our friends at Kicking Cancer, they're having a Zoom meeting. Find them on Facebook or kicking-cancer.org. Zoom meeting at 4 p.m. today. Remember, no matter what you're facing today, we're going to adapt and overcome, right? Over, under, around, or through. We're going to get through this time, my friend. We're better together. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann signing off for now. Have a wonderful day.